story of my life.
It's ringing there, brother.
Was broken like a piece of fragile glass. Each fragment was stained by my soilness in the past. The colors all blended to form the black of despair. Was there no one who could help me with those pieces lying there? God put the pieces together again. He molded them with love, showing
say amen. What a blessing. All right, let's get our Bibles open now. Just a few minutes. I'm going to get right into it and let you go tonight just in case it might be getting just a little slick. I believe it's over, really, but we'll look and show you truth here in the Word of God here for a minute. In the book of Genesis, chapter 5, tonight, I want to show you something that happened to a man by the name of Enoch in the Bible. The Bible said he was the seventh from Adam, And we'll look here at something that happened to the man Enoch in the Bible. He was raptured. Enoch in Genesis chapter 5. And if you'll look now at verse number 6. Amen. And the Bible said that... look at verse number 6. And Seth lived 105 years and begot Enos. And Seth lived after he begot Enos 807 years and begot sons and daughters. Now, I've had people ask me, do you really think people lived that long back then? And the answer is, of course, absolutely yes. The atmosphere and everything was different before the flood. And even after the flood, you'll notice their lifespan started getting shorter and shorter, whereas now we've got down to 70 or 80 years of age. Yep, just a tad, Sean. Now look at verse number 24. Verse 23. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Now there is a picture of the rapture of the church. Enoch walked with God so close and so much that the Lord said, the preacher said it like this. He said every day Enoch and God would take a walk. And they'd be walking out through here like this, and the Lord would say, Enoch, do you like those mountains I made? And Enoch would say, yes, Lord, everything you've done's right. That's the way you walk with God, you agree with him. Can't walk with him if you don't agree with him. And two walk together, so have to be agreed. And the Lord said, would you like those stars and the moon and the sun? And Enoch said, yes, I do, Lord. And he said, Lord, he said, Enoch, you like them trees? And Enoch said, yes, I do, Lord. And one day, the Lord said, Enoch, you know, it's getting late, and my house is up yonder in the sky. I said, would you like to just go spend the day with me? And Enoch said, I sure would. And he said, bam, and they both disappeared like that. And he didn't tell him that there ain't no night there, so he's still up there with that same day, right now today. So the Bible said that Enoch walked with God and was not. That's, to the way the kids talk, that's a cool saying. It said he was not. Not what? Well, you say, well, he's not what? He just was not. He said, well, you said, what do you mean he was not? I said, people say, well, he was not what? He's just not. He was not nowhere to be found. He wasn't nowhere around. He was not. They said, where's that? He's not here. And somebody said, where's Enoch? He's gone. Check in his room. He's gone. Check at school. He ain't there. Where'd he work? Over here. You don't see Enoch? No. Nobody ever did see him again. Enoch in the Bible is a type of the rapture of the church and people who will be alive when Jesus comes back. Noah in the Bible is not a picture of the rapture. I heard a lot of preachers try to tell you, and they write books and stuff, and say there is no such thing as the rapture because Noah did not just go up in the sky. He was preserved through the flood, which is a picture of the tribulation. And that's true. But Noah is not a picture of the church. Noah is a picture of the Jewish remnant preserved through the last days and through the tribulation. Enoch is a picture of the seventh from Adam raptured out before the flood came. Now, he never did die. Enoch never did die. Still ain't died. And never will die. You say, well, everybody's got to die. No, they don't. If the Lord come right now, me and you'd go to heaven and never would die. So tonight, where Enoch is a picture of the church and the rapture. Now, I want to talk about that tonight. And I want to talk about God's astronauts and our countdown for astronauts. We are astronauts. An astronaut is one who probes through the cosmos into the presence of the stars. An astro is the word, a Greek word that means star. And naut, of course, you know, is nautical, like a ship. So it goes through the sea, goes through outer space. And the gravitational pull of the Earth will be escaped by astronauts. So when a rocket ship takes off, they call it a ship, you know. A ship, there's water up there. They call it a ship, and you know, got pilots and guiding that thing. And they're going up like this, and they escape the gravitational pull of the Earth. So me and you will one day be God's astronauts. Now,
there is in the Bible three astronauts at least besides the Lord Jesus Christ. There's Genesis 5:24, which is Enoch. There's Elijah in 2 Kings 2:11, and he went up in the chariot of fire. Now Elijah will have to die. He comes back and dies again during the tribulation. You say, well, the Bible said it's appointed a man wants to die. That's not a doctrinal statement. You know why you know that? Because some people die two times. The widow of Nain's son died twice. Lazarus died twice. Dorcas died twice. All those people that Jesus raised from the dead died twice. So Hebrews 9:27 that says it's appointed a man wants to die is a general statement under general conditions. There are exceptions, and God makes exception when He chooses to do so. So Elijah was an astronaut, and the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 2 was also an astronaut. There are those that will go through outer space without the need of a capsule or a spaceship, and that is God's astronaut. The Sputnik was the first one to go into outer space. I think it was a Russian little ship went up through there, a capsule. And that was in 1957, 9 years after the UFO crash at Roswell, New Mexico, the first man outer space unit went into outer space. Now, I've been doing a little studying lately getting some stuff ready for the youth rally, and me and Brother Mr. T, Tim Cozart, he's got me some stuff, and there is so much stuff going on in this world tonight that it would blow our mind if we knew a tenth of what was going on in this world. There is a global movement right now toward a one world government and the Antichrist at the head of it running this world. I'm going to be talking about the Illuminati and the Bilderbergers and the conspiracies and all the things that's going on in the world. And the all-seeing eye, the government that's on your dollar bill on top of that pyramid and all that. You would not believe the stuff that's going on. Honest to goodness, you wouldn't believe it. I've got some stuff, and that's why they have this doctrine that I'm going to tell you about in just a minute. But I want to do this. Let's make our countdown tonight right quick. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off! We used to sing a song with the kids. I forgot about that song. I'd play the guitar and we'd sing thing. Somewhere in outer space, God has prepared a place. You know, we do like that and we go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And boy, we used to sing that little old song. And that's the truth, people. We are seeing the countdown. Number 5, I should say, is travel and knowledge. Knowledge has absolutely exploded and travel in our generation. There has been 60 centuries on this earth of human history. 60. For 59 of them, people rode horses and camels or walked. For 59 of them. Really 59 and a half. Only in the last 75 years have we seen travel increase like it is now. You know, people's family gets all split up. I meet people all the time say, well, my daughter married a guy from Colorado and my son married. Used to, it didn't do like that. And it was better back then, too. You just grew up, you married somebody local and stayed local. I never did. That's one thing I always scared about my kids going to college. I said, I'm afraid they'll go off and meet some idiot and they'll move them to up north somewhere. That'd be awful. That's about the worst thing that happened to somebody, moving up north. And you don't ever hear nobody retiring and moving up north, do you? It's always south. But anyway, people were local. They never went. My daddy and mom. My daddy never went to Florida in his life. My daddy, I don't think, ever seen the state of Florida. My dad, when daddy and mom was courting, he told my mom if she'd marry him, he'd take her to Paris. He didn't even know where Paris was. In Kentucky somewhere, as far as he knows. But he talked junk like that. And boy, you know what? They didn't get to go places like people do now. It ain't nothing now. I talked to a kid not long ago, and ain't nothing. Oh, we go here, and we go there, and we go to Cancun, and we go there, and then we go to the Bahamas twice a year, and we go there, and we go. And knowledge and travel has exploded. They would have never believed it. People would have never believed, our grandparents would have never believed, that you could eat breakfast in New York City and supper in California and then vacation in Hawaii the very next day and then be back home in New York 2 days later for a meeting and a home. They never would have believed that. Our forefathers and just in the last generation. And listen, 25 years ago, they would have never believed that everybody would be carrying around a little phone that big in their pocket. And all you had to do is just say, what are you doing? And somebody in California would get it immediately. I mean immediately. My daughter was texting me from Aruba the other day. Aruba, brother. And I was getting texts from her. And I thought, Lord have mercy, how does it know where I'm at? Where does them texts go? When they go out of that phone, where do they go? They just go up into outer space and say, I'm hunting Danny Castle. I'm hunting Danny Castle. Where is he? And the satellite said, hey, he is. And it goes and finds me. Does it go everywhere? Does it go everywhere until it sees you? I guess it does. That means there's 20 million texts going through this room right now. Did you know there's about 50 radio stations and about 150 television programs being played in this room right now, and all you have to do is hook up the right end, hook up a satellite, and you can get them. They're running through our bodies and brains right now. It ain't no wonder people's crazy. I'm telling you, knowledge has increased. It really has. It's unbelievable what's going on in this world. They're having some specials. I don't really recommend y'all watch all TV all the time and everything, but you know me, I have an interest in the supernatural and paranormal, paraphysical. I'm very interested in stuff like that. I believe it's demonic. And I believe all the UFO stuff is demonic. And I believe that the Bible said that Satan himself is transformed as an angel of light. Did you know that Columbus, when he was coming to America, that is in Columbus' log, in the ship's log, that they saw lights coming up out of the water and descending out of the water and then shooting up into the sky. And it's wrote in his log in Columbus' diary. And they didn't know what it was, and they watched these lights, and guess where he was when they saw that? Right in the Bermuda Triangle. That devil triangle. The deepest place in the ocean. The deepest place in the Atlantic Ocean is the Bermuda Triangle. I remember flying over that thing one time, and that plane started going. I thought, oh no, oh boy, if I start seeing green clouds and slime, that's what they do. You see this green stuff out there, and then it swallows you up, and you're gone. Ain't nobody never hears from you no more. That's right, brother. And they don't never know what happened. Whole squadrons of planes have disappeared out there with never one trace. Can't find nothing floating, can't find nothing, and big battleships gone out after them, and they disappeared. They're gone. They say it's a gate to the underworld, and it's like a door. Oh, that's where Atlantis is, you know, the lost continent. And there's a gate going down through there. I don't know that for a fact, but I tell you what, it sure makes sense with everything else. They're putting on some TV shows. There's one coming on next Friday night called Ancient Aliens. And Ancient Aliens show teach on the History Channel, and the Ancient Aliens teach this. Now listen to me for a minute. I might just leave off another point. Just listen to me for a minute. Scientists more and more have quit believing that just the Big Bang happened and everything come from nothing. They say DNA and all this stuff, we had to get here from somewhere. And what they're saying now and what they're selling to the public and the modern belief, and it's coming. Remember old brother Danny telling you it's coming, is that there was another race on some other planet put us here, yet thousands and millions of years ago, and watched us, and they're observing us, and they're trying to, and now we are their product. We are the Martians. They put us here, and now, and they've been observing us and interfering. That's why they show up around nuclear bases and stuff like that. That's what's being taught by the world today. The world's saying we are the product of an alien race that put us here a long time ago. Now the Bible does teach that there were sons of God who were all came down to this earth, and they were not regular people. They were supernatural. They were here before Adam and Eve. They were in Job 38 when the sons of God shouted for joy, and Satan was among them when they come up in front of God. They were not good people. And the Bible said that these sons of God mixed with the daughters of men, and they produced offspring, and they produced giants. If you want a study that'll blow your mind, Go home and get on your computer and type in giants in history. That's all you got to do. They'll pop up pages and pages of stuff with evidence and photos and pictures of gigantic men, tall as this ceiling, skeletons found all over this world. You say, well, why don't we see that on earth? Because science cannot tell you that, because it goes against everything they've been teaching us all these years. Evolution. Check it out. Put it on your computer. You think I'm crazy? Put it on there. The Bible says there were giants in the earth in those days. And the Bible said the sons of Anakim were as tall as the cedars. There's you something to study about. It said they were like the height of the cedar. That's 30 feet, 40 feet. You talk about a ball player. Get one of them dudes in here. It's standing like this. Where's the baskets right here? Come on, boys, bring it on. Not in my house. Pow! Like that. I mean 30 foot, brother. I mean, take on Manute Bowl and pat him on the head like that, Bob. I don't know whatever happened to Manute. He didn't make it, did he? He was one of them Zamzuzums the Bible talks about. From one of them places. But I'm going to tell you something, brother. The Bible said that knowledge shall increase, and there is. Check your stuff out. I'm just giving you something to study about. And instead of watching desperate whore wives, I mean, learn what's going on from your Bible. Say amen.
Amen.
Preach it, brother. Amen. Good old snowy night. Let's just learn something from the Word of God here tonight. Well, anyway, what they're saying is ancient aliens. Listen, there's cities over there called Cucacamua, places like that in South America. Really, they are. And their cities are built before modern man ever got here. And they're built with boulders, square rocks, big as from here to the wall over yonder. Big as a railroad car, weighing something like hundreds of tons, and they're stacked up on top of each other, so tight and fitted that you can't get a razor blade in between them. How'd them people do that? You say they had thousands of slaves. Ain't gonna cut solid granite. Diamonds have to cut them things. A diamond tip blade. Who done that? Who stacked them big old things? Who made the Great Pyramid? Did you know? Check out the Great Pyramid. Did you know that they are saying that modern day man couldn't make the Great Pyramid of Giza today with our technology? As precise as it is. It is absolute perfect north, south, east, and west. And if you put all the land mass of the world out like this, it's right smack in the middle of the world's land mass. And it has these little passageways going up towards stars in the sky, that the zodiac and stuff. Man, whoever made that pyramid had some super knowledge beyond what those people had during that time, beyond what we got now. But the Bible said that's the way. And then, that's all this 2012 stuff. They say these alien race is going to return December 21st, 2012. That's just in a few months. Now, probably, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But the Bible said God's going to send a strong delusion that people believe a lie. And now listen, there's aliens, there's the grays, there's the reptilians, there's the little green dudes, there's the tall blonde guys. There's like five different kinds of them. People don't even realize what. Sometimes you don't even know what you're dealing with. They can materialize and vanish. It's not a matter of question anymore. They've been eyewitnessed by millions and millions of people. It's not a question of are they there. That ain't the question. They're there. The question is what are they and where they come from and what's their intention. Ladies and gentlemen, we've never seen a time like me and you are living in now. Knowledge has increased. Then the earthquakes. Said one time, these two Indians were talking one time, and they watched one of these astronauts go up and went, and one said, "Indians soon get land back." He said, "Why are you?" He said, "White man all go moon." I guess they're wishing we'd all move up there. But the two Indians, I'll tell you another Indian story. These two Indians one time, he was sending smoke signals to his girlfriend, And he was saying, I love you. And, you know, he was sending up smoke signals to his girlfriend. About that time, they was doing some nuclear testing over here across the mountain. So I'm like that, about blew the sky. And he said, man, I wish I'd have said that. But anyway, those guys don't, the knowledge that we have today is unbelievable. Our forefathers would have never believed. Check out some of this stuff. I'll say quickly, demonic spirits. The Bible said in the last days that there would be an increase in spirits, seducing spirits and doctrines of devil. I say to y'all tonight, folks, there ain't never been a time when we see the activity, demonic activity like we're seeing now. Unbelievable. Most of you have seen or heard about that Nicki Minaj, whoever she is, and her performance at the Grammys last Sunday night. Did y'all hear about that? As soon as I got home, I started getting texts, phone calls. Brother Danny, people from everywhere text. Brother Danny, you got to get that. Get on it. Preach on it. This idiot gets on TV last Sunday night at the Grammys, and she's loved and worshipped by the young people in America, by the millions, and she's possessed by what she calls an alter ego. Now, alter ego is just a demon spirit that possesses them, like Beyonce. Beyonce has an alter ego. It's called Sasha Fierce. And Beyonce says, before I get on stage, Sasha Fierce takes control of me. She's demon possessed. And she says, when I get up here on stage, it's not me performing, it's Sasha. Check it out if you don't believe it. And Beyonce says, how many of you kids have heard them talk about alter egos? Raise your hand. Okay? All of y'all have. Okay? Alter ego, that's their word to say, it's a demon, they don't even know what it is. And so, you don't have power like Denzel Washington in those movies and all this stuff. You don't have that much ability. You're getting help from somewhere. So she gets on stage and performs, and this Nicki Minaj woman, girl, I use that term lightly, female, gets on there, and she's demon possessed, and Roman somebody is inside of her. And this Roman somebody, that's her demon, she goes there and she starts floating up like this. And this priest starts casting the demons out of her. It's on YouTube. You can look at it. And her eyes are all flipped out. And everybody goes crazy over that. On the Grammy Awards. In America. We're celebrating a demon-possessed rap performer. Denzel Washington, in one of his movies, he said, I wasn't able to perform that part. And they was interviewing and said, how did you give such a powerful performance? And he said, I went and I got down on my knees and I asked the spirits to inhabit me. That's what he said. I got it on video. And he said, those spirits come through. They channel. Oprah Winfrey done the same thing. She said, I opened my body to those spirits to inhabit me. Like if you're playing some slave owner from the plantation of 200 years ago or something, you ask their spirit to come through you. Well, guess what? That ain't that plantation spirit coming in you. It's a demon spirit. And I'm telling you, folks, I ain't trying to sound dramatic, and I'm not one of these people that sees a demon behind every tree. There's more demonic activity right now than we've ever seen in our lifetime. I'm telling you, I'm going to show you some stuff to youth wear. This Rockaware, y'all know this Rockaware stuff kids like to wear? It's a clothing brand, Rockaware. Unbelievable. Do what thou wilt. That's old Aleister Crowley's famous quote, the wickedest man in the world, the man they call the beast. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. And 666, all over that Rockaware stuff. An increase in demonic spirit shows me we're getting ready to blast off. We're getting ready to blast off. You don't know what you might be dealing with nowadays. And I'm going to be dealing with some of that stuff on Saturday night at the youth rally. On Friday night, we're going to be dealing with addictions. A whole service on addictions. I've already had a lot of people say, Brother Danny, you got to hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what we need to hear. This thing with Whitney Houston this week. They said, addictions. Now, they have now said this week that overdose, death by overdose on pain pills has surpassed even car wrecks for accidental deaths of adults in America. Number one killer, overdose on pain medicine in America. We'll talk about that at the youth rally. I was going to talk about the corruption of religion. Bless her heart, in my opinion, Whitney Houston was probably saved. But to hear them talk about her yesterday, you would have thought she was Mother Teresa. Oh, Whitney, and Whitney's loved the Lord, and Whitney went... Let's set it straight. Whitney stayed drunk. Let's get it straight. She partied herself to death. I don't doubt she didn't love the Lord, but her flesh got the victory. And they said she took her Bible everywhere she went. Everywhere she went. Crammed it in her suitcase. And she was tortured, just like Elvis and all them guys. They're tortured. There's part of them wants to do right. But there's so much wickedness and sin. They just got, and they're talented. Them people talented, man. Lord have mercy, that girl can sing. And I never heard nothing terrible about Whitney Houston. I mean, she, compared to a lot of movie stars, she was pretty moral compared to most of them. But, and I'm not saying anything bad about her. I, if you put us with her talent and her money, we'd probably be worse than she is. Yeah. Amen? Amen. So don't judge her. But I'm saying, listen, this world is so wicked, it's unbelievable, people. Yeah. And I'm going to stop tonight. I'm not even going to preach a sermon. I'm just going to get you to think that we're getting ready to blast off. We're getting ready to blast off. And teach your kids that our hope ain't down here. It's up there. Demon spirit, corruption of religion, wickedness waxing worse. You hear stuff all the time. We was over at the hospital this week seeing them babies. Sean's baby and Darlene's baby. And Chris said, they want to hold it now. I don't hold little babies unless I have to. I held mine. The only reason I did because I have to. I don't like to feel a little baby. They're too, I feel like they're going to break or something. If you put your hand under the back, they go like this. And if you put it under the head, they go like this. They're too limber. So I wait until they're a little bit bigger before I hold them. It just don't feel right holding them when they're that little. They said, Brother Danny, you want to hold it? And I said, no, I don't want to hold it. I'll look at it. But I did mine, but I don't like to. God did made that just something about them. A woman can do better at that. And I looked at that little baby, and Crystal had it, and Linda had it, and everybody come in wanting to hold it, And then the nurse come in and said, can I have that baby a minute? And she's going to put it over here. And it just hit me. I thought, how in the world can anybody be mean to that? I mean, you hear about it all the time, women just throwing them in a trash can. I'm scared to even hold it. Afraid it'll break. You know, he breaks neck or something, you know. Not holding it right. And how could anybody be mean? How could a woman take that baby and throw it in a commode like that girl did over in Asheville not long ago, down there at Spartanburg? How could they do that? There's something wrong with our generation, y'all. A dog won't do that. Chicken won't do that. If a chicken's got dibbies, try to take them away from her and watch. She'll claw your eyes out. A chicken will fight you till you kill her over her kids. And there's something bad wrong with this generation when people don't even care about their own offspring. It's bad. We're living in a wicked, wicked world. Wicked. We're getting ready to blast off. Let's bow our heads for prayer.